Yeah, today's stuff is stuff you would. If you remember last year, the way we ended it, we're discussing that there's sometimes a precedence or preference for Rav over the father for multiple things. Hashavat Aveda, Pidyon, like Pidyon Shvuim, things like that. The question, what does that Rav mean? What's Rabbo? We saw three different opinions. We saw Rabbi Meir that says Rabbo, that there was Ptach B'lo Tchila, that he introduced him to learning. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Kshrov Chachmot Talmud Domimeno. And Rav says, I feel here, even if it's just one Mishnah. Yeah, those are the range of opinions. And then what we tried to show was there were a different Amarim held the different opinions. The first one we ended the shiur with was that Rav was like Rabbi Meir, because in a situation where he did Kriya, we said for a person who was Papume, that introduced him to learning. Now it's saying Rav Yochan is like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's like the Rav that taught him most of the Torah. So the Gemara explains. How's that? So Rabbi Yochanan like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan have a salik me to Tiberia Litzipori. He was going from Tiberia to Tzipori, or yeah, that way actually. Chama Barnash, he saw one person, Nachim in Taman, was coming down from there. So Amarle, Ma Kala Bemendinta, what's all this noise? I think there's something going on there. So Amarle, Chad Rabbah, there's Rabban, with this big rabbi, Damach, he died. But Kolam Parin, everyone's Parian, they're running, Umitaplin Bach to get involved in the Levaya. So Yada Rabbi Yochanan dehava Rabbi Chinina. He knew it was Rabbi Chinina. So what happened is Shalach va'aiti ma'ane tavin deshubta ubezaun. What he did is he asked for his nice Shabbos clothes and he did kriya on them. The Gemara says one second lo kentani kol kara shaleinu eino kara. But it seems to be that the din of kriya is only if it's b'shat chimum at the time of when you hear the news. You can't just like wait a while, it sounds like. So Rabbi Yochanan by meiva de rabba umikrite. Since what he wanted to do, according to Marfuda, he says haya rotzeh la'asot. What he wanted to do is to show extra kavod. That's why Tuan took out his big day Shabbos. I'm not sure how that fully answers the question, but in other words, it seems to be that was a consideration to show more kavod. That's how he wanted to do kriya. However, lo adin in mishum dahavi rabbe, weren't sure if it was because it was his rav, or in mishum shmuat raot, or simply when someone hears bad news, they also do kriya. Okay, so fine. The Gemara says milt de rav chia brava. I got a few extra lines and said amra mishum dahavi rabbe. He says it was because it was his rav. Why? As you see from the following, Rav Chanina v'mistamech rav chia brava v'tzipori. This is where he gets his opinion from, because Rabbi Chanina was leaning on. We hear these many stories when he used to travel, he used to lean on a student or something. They saw all these. The whole everyone seemed to be running somewhere. So Amarle, lama kule alma pari? Where's everyone running to? So Amarle Yochanan, which is again Rabbi Yochanan, we've been saying is a Talmid of Rabbi Chanina. Amarle Rabbi Chanina, Samle Rabbi Yochanan, yativ darish b'beis midrash. He's come to give shiur in the Midrash Dere Banaya, but call Amma Paria Mishmeyane, that everyone's coming to hear him. Amma Baruch Drachme Li, Dechamili, sorry, Baruch Rachmane is blessed Hashem, Dechamili, that I am able to see my Purim, my Peirot, Ad Anabachim, while I'm still alive. Because Rav Chinen is getting nachos, if you like, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan is now big magachir and everyone's rushing to hear what he says. Why? Because Agadata Pashtele, I told him Agarata chutz all the Agarata except for Mimishle v'Kohelet. So you see a huge amount of Torah he taught him. However, Haramama called Talmid the Talmid. Now, what do we do with this Talmid or Talmud Talmud? So I'll show you here the Hada Amra, the of course the Marful. This says called Talmid the Talmid. Afilu yelimudo rov mikra v'Agada nami rabohu. In other words, it doesn't mean when it says rov chokhmato or rov Torah, it doesn't mean of all the entire expanse of Torah. It seems to be even if it was Agarata. We're learning from the story. So Rav Chachmato or Rav Talmudo is, or Kosher Rav Talmudo Mimeno, it seems to be the understanding is it doesn't have to be the entire Talmud, everything, but even just a majority of particular section, for example, a Gadata. And that seems to be, if you like, the case. We're proving Rav Yochanan was a Talmud, sorry, that Rav Yochanan's Rav was Rav Chinana, and he learned most of his Torah from him. But it's actually interesting here. The Pnei Moshe says, no, this is actually a rejection of this, rejection of what we just, the assumption in the beginning. So I'll just show you here, Hada Amar called Talmid Talmid, meaning every student has to do it. Hashta masik le demelta de rabchia barba. Shamina de lav rabba muvakaya. It wasn't his rabba muvak, was Reb Chinina was. Reb Chinina wasn't his Talmud muvak, because he only taught him Agarata. Shahare Amar le shalolai marim roch ela milta de gata. Nonetheless, you see Reb Chinina kriya for him. Shmami na yisifol de lav daf karabom vugtam rinam mi kara li bedir Rabbi Yochanan la sfir le kol talmi daf af al pi shaloi ya rab rov chachmoto mi meno chayv de krov. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan isn't like in the beginning, like we said, he was not Rabbi Yodal. But rather, he's of the opinion that every Talmud of a particular Rav is able to do Kriya. Was not able. Chayiv, even if it wasn't Rav Chachmoto, he'd learn from him. So in other words, this seems to be injecting another opinion in between the whole all the opinion that we've been saying, according to the way Pnei Moshe is saying. However, Shmuel is like Rabbi Yossi. If you remember, Shmuel is like Rabbi Yossi in that Rabbi Yossi says even he learned one Mishnah, he lied in his one Mishnah. That's considered Rabbo in that in, to qualify for these all these dinim, what's considered Rabbo. So the Gemara now says, Chad Banash Asvel Rabbi Shmuel. There was one individual who explained to Rabbi Yochanan what it means. B'shtei mafteichot, echad yored la'ama, beit shechi, v'chad poteach kiven. So if you remember, that referred to Masechta Talmud. We actually saw this back in Masechta Shkalim. That's why I'm mentioning it. If you remember, we haven't learned Talmud together. It's Mishnah, it's in Kodshim. But there it was talking about how they got into the Heichal. There's a door on the side to the right of the doors of the Heichal, which is to the north. And there were two keys. One is poteach kaven, so that one's clearly in front of him. The other one's yored le'beit hashechi. The way the Pnei Moshe explains it is, I think how we've learned, like when you learn Mishnahs, it was like a hole, and he would stick his hand all the way in and unlock it from the inside. That's a security thing. However, in Masechta, that wasn't Shkalim, it was Mod Katan. We learned this. Sorry, we said haya shoche ama. Shoche means like to lean down. So therefore, the way the Reb Chaim explained it, we learned it there. According to Yerushalmi, he would lean. There was one lock in front of him, and one that was a bit more difficult to reach, was the down below. In any event, Shmuel wasn't sure which way it is. Sounds like we're not sure which of the two explanations is anyway. And this person enlightened him in terms of what the pshat was. And however, and it said, "Hayapatachir died ubazai," and he did kriya. So you quite clearly see that Shmuel held like Reb Yossi that even she'ir another mishnato that would be sufficient to be to do kriya. Okay, that closes off that whole. So again, with that, we'd say hadranach perak elametzio. So let's now begin next parakamafkid. Amafkid behema okelim. Say someone is entrusted with either animal or kelim. Avdu, and they got stolen. Now we're dealing with a shomer chinam. Then a case of gneiv and aveda, he would be patur. Okay, provided that he swore, importantly, that he wasn't negligent in his care. Okay, now shilen. But let's say he didn't want to make a shvuah. He could have exempted himself with a shvuah, but he decided instead. You know, I don't want to make a shvuah. I'm going to pay. Normally, Shemar Chinam simply can make a shvuah and be done with it. But then after the fact, he said, "I don't want to make a shvuah, I'm going to pay." Then it was fine. Sorry, Nimtza Gana, the thief was eventually found. We say, Meshalem Tashlum, he has to pay double. Or if the thief, we've learned in the past, shechted or sold it, he has to pay four or five, whether it's a lamb or a sheep or a cow, for example. Yeah. Who does he pay? Lemi u meshalem. The Mishnah says, etzlo. What that means is simply here, Dekevan Shilem, the Marafolda says, since Hashem he could have exempted himself for the Shavua and decided to pay instead, he's effectively acquired now the Tashlumi Kefal. You'll explain why, well, the Gemara is going to Jorash that soon, but the Tashlumi Kefal, the Shema Abba, all the Knesset that will be paid by the thief. Okay? That's what it's saying. However, Nishba, if he makes a shvua, v'lo ratza leshalem, he doesn't want to pay, which is allowed to do. Nimtza ganav, the ganav's found. Where does the tashlumi kefal go to? Mashlumi tashlumi kefal or tavach makah mashlumi tashlumi kavah. Hamishalamim u in that situation, the bala pikadon, the owner. Okay. So in other words, what we're finding here is, it's put simply, the knas of a ganav. Who is it paid in a case where it's sold from the Shomer? Well, it depends. If the Shomer makes a fool to exempt himself, then he's out of the picture entirely, and it will go completely back to the Baal, the owner, as it should. However, if he just could have exempted himself, he said, "Dude, I'm paying for it." In that situation, the money would go to the Shomer, the double, all extra capital. Okay, let's understand now the Gemara. Hamafkid etzel chaveiro. Mina teitili. Where do we see this concept, if you like, that of the of that the money goes to the Shomer? How does it work? Why did you even think it goes to the Shomer? Should go to the owner, even if the Shomer pays. So for this, let me just bring this up for you. I'm gonna share this. This is just the Psukim, because it'll make sense if I show you from the Psukim. Just share the screen for a moment. Yeah. Okay, this is just a Psukim from the Torah. We'll get to that in a sec. We'll discuss it. It says as follows: Minate So just to appreciate this, here it refers to Imba, someone steals something. Pasuk Gimel in Perek Chapet of Shmot, it says double. That's a typical geneva. Then when you scroll down few psukim to pasuk vav, it says ki ten ish arayo kesef or keilu mishmor v'gunav et ish im ematzei ganav shnayim yeshalem shnayim. But what the Gemara is picking up on is, why do you need to tell us that a ganav pays double? I know a ganav pays double. What's the chiddush of this pasuk telling you that a ganav pays double? We've just learned that three psukim earlier. So the Gemara says, "Imi matzei matzei ganeva, v'chi ena yodim she'imi matzei ganeva b'dai yishalem shnayim, u'mayin tolom tolom b'shnayim yishalem, imi inyan lo, tineo li'inyan she'leshanav lefanav." In other words, if it's not referring to paying the owner back, she'im yishalem shnayim, it must be referring to now, because we already know normally a ganav pays double, it must be referring to the shomer. That's how we dorish the pasuk. Gemara says, "Rebbe Allah Pirkei the Rebbe Yudin went to the shir of Rebbe Kiya, Amar kamei hadei, he gave this whole drush over. What are you talking about? You're telling the special gzera to cut off that the kefil always goes to the person looking after it. That doesn't make sense. Because we said, nishpav, if he makes a shvu and doesn't want to pay, nimtza ganav, now, if you tell me a special gzera to cut off, you're learning now here that it always goes to the shomer, it should always go to the shomer. So the Gemara says, no, you've kind of misunderstood. Says Reb Nasa b'shem Reb Yochanan says no chayim shnayim mishalem. I mean, if the shnayim mishalem, it raises the double. I mean, in other words, lemisha keren holach, wherever the keren goes, because the shnayim is connecting the keren to the kefil together. Also shama kefil holach. Okay, so in other words, wherever the keren is being paid to, in normal case, if the person makes a shvuah, he doesn't want to pay the shomer, then the keren goes back to the original owner. And the kefil follows it. However, if the person wants to pay for it, he's effectively acquired that keren. So the keren would go to the shomer, and the kefil follows the keren to the shomer. Okay? That's effectively how it works. Mashma keren v'kefilo, I mean, they go together. Al kochacha keren the bala pikadon nishalem, because he paid for it. Lemakom sha'keren olech, also the kefil goes. Yafeh. Now, just get rid of the psukim. We don't need any more. Now, Gemara continues. Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, Rav Nasa, Mosif b'shem Rav Yochanan, Yotzi ben Chanina. Lo saf devar shilem. It doesn't have to be that the shomer actually physically pays. Ela mekemen shekibel alav l'shalem kemitzvah shalem. Once he's said, "Look, I want to pay," and therefore midin, if you like, midin beit din, if you like, he's chayv to pay. It's already as if he's considered acquired the keren. Keren, sorry. Fine. Now the Gemara says, "Ama mishalem." What if he says, "Mishalem ani, I want to pay"? Now this is another shita. We see a machloket here. Ano choshesim shema shalach boyad. If the shomer says that, "Look, I figured the shua, I want to pay," maybe shalach boyad. Maybe it's because he wants to keep it himself. He likes it. He's grown a liking to this thing. So if that's the case, we need to in the choshesim, he needs to make another shua. Even if he pays. Which is interesting, because why is he paying? Assumption he's paying because he doesn't want to make a shvuah, shvuat shomrim. But now we're saying if he looks, I want to pay, we still make him make a shvuah that's not in his possession. Not the shvuat shomrim, now different. You have to remember, shvuat shomrim that he wasn't negligent in his shmirah. So you might want to say, "Look, I don't want to make a shvuah, I want to pay." But now we're concerned that what's his real motivation? He just took a liking to it and he wants to keep it. That's why, so you make him make a shvuah. Interesting. So Amar, if he says, "Nishpa'ani, I'll swear." Because sometimes when you can't make someone to make a shvuah, however, if there is, or is already, you're already mechayim to make one shvuah, you can, what's called a gilgul shvuah, you can lump on other things that normally wouldn't make it a shvuah in that shvuah. And he thinks, one second, I don't want to be involved in all of that. The Chazar Rama says, actually, no, mishalem, now I'm really, I'll pay instead, I just don't want to do that. In that situation, we say, choshashin. I thought it said Enochoshim. Am I wrong here? Again, it says, yeah, sorry, it is Choshim. So you're still Choshim, my mistake, because I got the Havim in my head. We're still Choshim. We still say that no, you still have to make a Shavua. In other words, emails, if he wants to pay, whether it was up front saying he wanted to pay, whether it was on the after the fact he said he wanted to pay, we still must make sure it's not his keg. So we think he may have taken liking to it. Now, the reason why I hesitated is because what's the Havamina? In my head, I had the Havamina. The Havamina is that if he wanted to really keep it for himself, he wouldn't have not necessarily immediately said, look, I really want, I'm happy to make a shvua. And you might think the only reason he wants to pay for it now is only because of the Gilgul shvua. Nonetheless, it was still Choshesh, we still make him make the shvua. That's the first opinion. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, however, says no. Lo chayava ota Torah shvua lachmir lav. The whole concept of this shomer making a shvua is giving him a leniency, not a chumrah. Meaning she'im ratzah, that is, if he wants to pay, then he can pay. V'im ratzah lishavah, if he wants to make a shvua, he can make a shvua. So in other words, it's one or the other. And if he wants to pay, he doesn't have to make a shvua. Okay? In other words, the shvua is a means of him getting out of payment. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. So if he wants to pay, then he doesn't have to make a shvua. That's Pina Rav Yossi. And that fits in there maybe a bit nicer in the Mishnah, in the sense that the assumption we learned the Mishnah that the whole point of making a shvua is, so paying is to, there wouldn't be a chayav to make a shvua. Okay, let's continue. Hayulu Eidim Sheganva Be'ones. What if there are Eidim that actually say that we saw it was stolen, and but it was in a situation with Mamash Be'ones, out of his control? So does he have to make a shvua? No, he doesn't make a shvua that Eidim that was stolen is patur. Now the question is, Hada. Hadi da amara now, but the question is important to add extra point is, but the shomer says, look, I want to pay anyway. Yeah, I don't know if he feels bad, I want to pay, whatever. The question is now, does he also acquire that tashlumi kefal or not? That's the question. In other words, when it was mechuyev to make a shvur or not, yes, he decided to pay. But in this is not mechuyev to pay at all. So if he decides to go ahead and pay, nonetheless. Can he does he require the kefil? So the Gemara says, "Hadi da amar Rav Elazar." This is what Rav Elazar says: "Hamocher knasav lacher lo asad v'meklum." If someone tries to buy a person's rights to fines, it doesn't work. And what the Gemara is saying is this is a exact. This is actually equivalent to that. So let me just explain. Lo amar klum. So hamocher knasav lacher. This is my folder. Habalim shemachru kefil lacher. Let's say I've got my own property, but I sell it like sort of a. Hedging, whatever it is, that some sort of system, you've got these financial schemes that people sort of create. He says, I'll sell my rights to kefil to somebody else. That if a thief is found, then he will, then you can get the kefil. Fine. However, we said lo asa klum, he didn't say anything. It doesn't work. Since in our case, with a shomer that it was stolen from him, and you've got eidim that say clearly say this was a stick up. Job, you know, the stick 'em up job, and the robbers came in, it was completely out of his control. In that situation, he's not chayev tashvua and he's not chayev tashlumim. So, what's he doing? And he nonetheless wants to pay, rotzeh lashalem. Na said, then it's no different to any stranger on the street now saying, ki ilu habalim mochrim kefir, like he's trying to selling his rights to kefir to somebody else. Ba tashlumim elu, ve'ein zeh klum. So, in a summary, you can't sell your rights to kefil. Something was stolen from you. You say, well, I think I'm getting it back, but I may as well try and salvage something. I'll sell my kefil to somebody else. So someone takes a risk. That doesn't work. You can't sell the kefil, the rights to kefil to somebody else. So this case is exactly the same. In this case, since there were Eidim that said it was stolen, but honest, the shomer is out of the picture now. He's not chayav shvua, not chayav payment. If he wants to pay, he's no different than any stranger on the street trying to purchase the kefil, and it wouldn't work. The kefil would still go all the way back to the
And
owner. Okay?
the Baalim is chayim to pay him, chayiv to pay him back or no?
Which bar then pay who back?
The Baalim should be chayiv to pay the
Presume
shomer.
it's presumably it's like a mekatal, right? Because it's something you can't sell. That's what he's saying. That's what the coin to the Gemara. Okay, so you have to return the money, not paying back, return the money, presumably. Now the Gemara next case. Hayolo shenignavu now. Next case is there were Eidim to say that you it was stolen because you were negligent. You went to the cafe, left it on the table, and went to the bathroom, completely unguarded, and the guy ran off with it. That's not honest. That's your negligence. You didn't look after it properly. Now that situation is mechuyev to pay. The question is, does he require the kefel now? This is the question. Hareu bichlal yishalem v'achar kach nimtza gneva. So lemi meshalem l'rishon or l'shein l'shnehem. The Gemara's going to suffer. We don't know what to do with it. Is it to the owner, to the shomer, or maybe to both of them share it? So I'll just show you the different consideration the Mafulda. He says, because there's no, the if you like, the shomer no way of relieving himself of this obligation to pay back. Maybe then the fact that he paid back is just that's what he has to do. He's mechuyav to do so. It was an optional thing. So maybe the kefil goes all the way to the owner, despite the fact that the shomer paid. Paid, yes. Because he has to. Or maybe it still goes maybe to the sheni. Shomer, demikomakom, nonetheless. Tashlumim kibel mimeno, unless he's still paid. Va'keren shelo, so that's a, or maybe the cholkim bekefil, or maybe they just divide it, and the Gemara leaves it as a safek, and you can see how beautiful this safek is. Okay, that's it. All right, have a good Shabbos, everyone. Kol tov.